There, it's Diane Nichols. Hey, you guys, I'm a mom of 6 little ones, and I struggled so much finding safe, natural, good-smelling shampoos, essential oils, and cleaners, and all those things that we need for our home that were affordable and that actually worked. Have you had trouble transitioning to something better, too? My search led me to one company that has that and so much more. And they deliver to my door, and they can deliver to your door too. I would love to show you how affordable it can be and how you can even get them for free like me. Check me out on my Facebook group, Ticket to Wellness. Nothing says I love you like safe products that work. All you need is a friend to guide you. Let's connect.
Hey y'all, this is Emily, and welcome to my podcast. So today's episode is going to be more comfort food. First up, collard greens. You'll need 1.5 pounds of collard greens, 2 cups of chicken broth, 1.5 cups of water, 1 tablespoon of minced garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of hot sauce, 2 cups of chopped ham, and 1/2 teaspoon of vinegar, and then salt and pepper to taste. To prep the collard greens, you are going to rinse them under water and pat them dry. Next, slice the leaves off and give them a rough chop. Now set those aside and pull out a large stock pot and saute the garlic over medium heat for about 5 minutes. Then add the ham and the salt and pepper and continue to cook. So after about 5 more minutes or so, pour in the broth, water, vinegar, and hot sauce. Then bring that whole mixture to a boil. Now add the collards and stir. Lastly, lower the heat and let it simmer for 1 hour, stirring it occasionally and allowing the collards to cook down. So while that's simmering, we're gonna get started on our fried pork chops. You will need 1 pound of boneless pork chops, 1 tablespoon of garlic salt, 1.5 cups of flour, 2 eggs, 1.5 cups of ground oats, and salt and pepper to taste, 1 tablespoon of melted butter, 1 teaspoon of ground parsley, and 1 cup of oil. In a medium-sized pan, heat oil over medium heat. Using a meat mallet, tenderize the pork chops. This is going to be so much fun. Once you have tenderized the chops, set them aside. You will need 3 bowls. In 1 bowl, you will combine flour, salt, and pepper. In the second, combine milk, eggs, garlic salt, and parsley. Whisk it together. In the 3rd bowl, pour the ground oats. Now, drag the pork chop through the flour mixture, then the wet mixture, and lastly, the ground oats, and place it into the hot oil. Repeat this process with the rest of the chops. Cook the pork chops until golden brown, about 5 to 10 minutes on each side. The internal temperature of the meat should be 160 degrees Fahrenheit. The only thing that would make this meal better is biscuits and a side of gravy. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to check out other recipes, go to www.lifeofasouthernwoman.com. Bye, y'all.